Season 4, episode 15 of the Fat Doctor podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Asha Lamy, Britain's most outrageous doctor, and it's been a week since you last heard from me, but it's actually been about 5 minutes since I last pressed record. I'm going straight into episode 15 from episode 14, and I really hope I got those numbers right, because otherwise it'd be really embarrassing, because it was like just a minute ago that I was recording. Oops. So I'm going to call this one, Who Am I to Judge? Oh, isn't that nice? I don't normally have a title before I start recording, so this is very exciting. It's almost like I'm becoming more and more organised as the days go past. At the time of recording, we are just coming out of a, not just a full moon in Libra, but it was a lunar eclipse in Libra. Quite a cathartic day for me. I don't know what you guys did. I burnt some shit. I like to burn stuff in the full moon. I don't know, I like to burn stuff a lot. Like, not like big stuff. Pieces of paper, relax. Not like a pyromaniac. But I burnt some stuff. And there was a lot of, there was a lot of letting go in the last couple of days, letting go of things. And, you know, if you listen to the last episode, you'll understand why. But the nice thing about Libra is all about balance, right? I am not an expert in astrology, but I know enough to know that Libra is about balance, and Libra is a balanced. And I'm going to read to you from my journal. You get insight into Asha's journal today, folks. I'm going to read to you some of the things that I am letting go of, or did officially let go of, because I burnt them on the 25th of March, 2024. That was the day of the Libra lunar eclipse. So the first thing I'm letting go of is scarcity, because folks, there's plenty of stuff to go around. And I know that there are certain people who are hoarding it, but I'm going to take it from them. And that's the end of that. Second thing I'm letting go of is perfectionism, because that sucks. And not only does it harm me, but it also harms all the people around me. Harms you. Perfectionism doesn't benefit anybody. Least of all, you or me. So I'm not doing that anymore. I'm letting go of unhealthy relationships, and I really like this. Like, I'm quite proud of it. I might even write it down and put it in my office somewhere. I won't fear letting people in, but I won't let just anyone in either. See how there's balance in that? Isn't that good? Yeah. I've had quite a few cleanses of late. Like, my contacts are down to very few. Yeah. Unhealthy relationships are not for me anymore. Fear of failure, I'm letting go of that, because it is, after all, the best and most effective way to learn. So that's all good. And then, and this is why I'm reading all of these things to you, because the next thing I said I was going to let go of was judgment. And I said, I've got to stop judging other people, and I've got to stop listening to other people's judgments. Boom. Isn't that lovely and balanced? But what's interesting is it's not the only time I wrote down judgment. I've written down judgment again. So it's obviously something that's on my mind. Now, there are some other things that I put in there, like defending myself. I'm getting rid of that. Unequal friendships. Yep, getting rid of those. Fear of rejection. Whew, comes sort of hand in hand with being likable, doesn't it? Fear of rejection. I wrote down, I will remain open and honest. I will remain open and honest, but I will guard my heart too. The only people who can reject me are the people I let into my inner circle. So I will use my wisdom and intuition to protect that space. 25th of March me was really on it. Don't you think? Here's one I'm getting rid of. Reactiveness. I can take my time to respond to situations. I do not owe anyone a speedy response. Do you know what? That's been game changing for me, realizing that someone could say something and I'd be like, I'll get back to you next week. And I don't have to react straight away. I'm like as somebody who has like always been reacting to situations because no one ever told me there was another option. I quite like that. Fighting for my right to take up space. I'm giving that up. I'm done with that. Mm-mm. I've got just as much right as everyone else. But, and here's the but, and here's the Libra coming out, but I must respect other people's right to take up space if I expect them to respect mine. Challenge. And then defending myself came up again. It's on a different page, so I didn't realise, but it's come up again. I am an autonomous being Whilst I have a responsibility to others, I do not need to defend myself just because they criticise me or call me out. I can just ignore them. Ooh, I don't know how you feel about that, folks. But you might criticise me and call me out and I might just ignore you. I might just be like, huh. I don't actually have to defend myself. Again, this is quite new to me. And you know, there's a caveat there. I think if I were actually causing harm to a group of people and people from that group were to come to me and say, you're harming us, like disabled people, let's just say I was causing harm. This has happened before. I can remember it and I've never forgotten it because I never thought about it before. I made some comment about disability and its intersection with fat phobia. And someone came back to me and said, I really appreciate you saying this. If only you hadn't used ableist language to make your point. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And I was just like, what do you mean? And they said, well, you said it's really lame. And I was like, oh gosh. No one had said it to me before, but the moment they said it, I was like, and then I thought about all the other horrible words that we use. And I'm sure people have been talking about this for decades and I'm just late to the party. It's my fault. It's my bad. It's my own issues that I obviously need to get over myself. But when that person said it to me, I was like, I've never used that word again because it's just like, oh, yes, you're right. And it made me think about other words as well. So when there's a group, so the caveat is if I'm harming a particular group of people, I want to know about it. And if somebody from that group of people comes to me and says, look, this was quite harmful, even if I don't know you, even if we've never met in my life, but you know, you flat out, you tell me, and I appreciate when you tell me in a nice way. But you know, that's one thing. Other than that though, I don't really know. I don't need to defend myself anymore. And the defensiveness is a big thing, for me. I've always felt like it was a sense like people were expecting me to defend myself. And again, this goes back to my childhood and like, you know, I have daddy issues. I'm more than willing to admit that. But I just don't need to. I could just be like, nah, I'm not explaining myself to you. Can you imagine? Life changing stuff, folks. This lunar eclipse was just. Whew. What else am I giving up on? Proving my worth. I am worthy. I don't have to prove that to anyone. They can accept it. And if they can't accept it, that's their problem. Again, boom, mic drop moment. I'm giving up people's assumptions. But again, Libra comes along and says, I will stop making assumptions about others and I will ignore any assumptions they make about me. I talked about this last week, right? You can't do one without doing the other. Ugh. I'm getting rid of imposter syndrome. I'm not going to try to be someone I'm not, and I'm not going to let anyone tell me who I am. I'm just kind of in love with myself right now. Kindness at all costs, getting rid of that. Kindness is good, but not the expense of my physical, emotional, spiritual, or financial well-being. This is a really big one for me, because again, this absolutely follows in from last week. To be kind, to be likable. And I think it's a good thing. Like, I'm not saying being kind is bad. It's great, but not at the expense of my physical, emotional, spiritual, financial well-being. Toxic professionalism, folks, I'm getting rid of that. Whew, bye-bye. I wasted 20 years of my life in a profession and I never want to be professional again. I want to be the anti-professional. I'm done with that now. Living up to other people's expectations, folks. I set my own boundaries and expectations for myself. No one else gets to hold that power over me. But judgment has come up more than once. Defending myself as well has come up more than once. And it's really got me thinking about that. It's got me thinking about judgment, and I talked to one of my closest friends, Nicola Salmon, Fat Positive Fertility. You all know and love her, right? If you don't, what's wrong with you? I adore her. And we talked to each other all the time, and I sent her a little voice note about these revelations, and I shared from my journal, because of course I assume everyone wants to hear what I have to say. That's a problem. But, you know, she liked it. Well, she said she liked it, so I'm going to believe her. And she said, "Oh, we're all guilty of judging people." And when she said it, she said guilty. I said, it's interesting, isn't it? We always say that. I'm guilty of judging people. Guilty implies that you've done something wrong, which implies that judging people is wrong. And I wonder whether it is. Like, I wonder whether judgment, or if that's actually a bad thing. If it's something that we should feel guilty about. Because, many of you know this, that I spent some time in church. And quite a bit of time in church, in fact. And during that time in church, I was taught over and over again not to judge other people. Interestingly, from the most judgy people I've ever met in my life. You're not supposed to judge other people, but we're going to judge the hell out of everybody that isn't. you know, I don't need to tell you, you know, you certainly were judging me. And so I guess I have a lot of feelings and thoughts about judgment. Who am I to judge? Oh, well, what I looked it up. I was like, why do we as a species, as a collective group of people, and it doesn't matter where you live in the world or what your experiences have been, like how you grew up or what language you speak or any of that stuff. Like, judgment seems to be a universal thing. I feel like we're all doing it at all times. And so there must be a reason why we as human beings judge one another. And I think there probably is. I think there's a safety in judging people, especially when you don't know them. Because how do you know they're safe? If you're not making judgments about people, how do you know that anyone is safe? It's kind of our responsibility, isn't it? Like, or certainly like the protectors within us, like the protective parts of us, to turn around and be like, meh, no, not, I'm not sure about this person. Hang on a second. And then, like, to go on a bit of a fact-finding mission and to figure out, no, maybe I was wrong about that. And I have a friend, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but maybe if she's listening, she knows who she is. I wasn't sure about this person when I first met her. And I made a lot of judgments, and I can look back and I can think about all of those judgments. I wasn't sure about her energy. I wasn't sure about her strength, her force of will. There was something about her that I judged very quickly, and I wasn't sure. I could not live without this person in my life now. Everything I judged her for are the very things I love the most about her now. But when I first met her, because she is an extraordinary human being, she is quite wonderful. And it was a bit like, I was a bit thrown by it, I think. I was a bit like, whoa. She's someone who I think probably doesn't give a fuck about being likable. Maybe I need to talk to her about it. I look back now and I'm like, thank goodness I didn't like allow those judgments to decide whether or not I wanted to be friends with this person, because, like I said, but I can't live without them in my life. They are an integral part of my life now. There you go. The judgments I have made about other people have turned out to be exactly correct. I'm glad I made them. I'm quite good at picking out narcissists nowadays. I've had a lot of experience with them, people who were narcissistic and abusive, and I've learnt my lesson. And nowadays, I will often judge someone to be a narcissist, and that's my initial judgment. And after some time, it appears that I'm correct. So perhaps judgment has got a place. But I think, unfortunately, it can become problematic very easily. What's that saying? I wish I knew it, because then I would sound really cool. Like, when you are pointing at somebody, like when you point at someone, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. I feel like I'm doing a finger gun. If you're watching on YouTube, this feels like finger gun, but like, how do you point? I can't. Pointing naturally. Yeah, I think never mind. Anyway, you're definitely pointing three fingers back at you, aren't you? And so I think oftentimes the judgments we make about other people are judgments we're making about ourselves. And I think that's my reality, certainly. I don't know if it's yours. I think that's natural, isn't it? Isn't it kind of okay to, you know, to admit that, hey, nobody's perfect, and I project a lot of my shit, my insecurities, my fears, onto other people. And in doing so, and judgment doesn't always have to be negative, right? Like, we assume it's negative, but it might not be. I might judge this person to be a really nice person when they're actually a dickbag. I mean, there's no, like, it doesn't have to be a negative judgment. But oftentimes I think we're projecting our shit onto other people. When I say, oh my God, I think that person's really needy, I think I'm either saying I'm really needy or I wish I could be needy, which is another thing. Like, ugh, I'm so jealous that that person gets to be needy and gets to have their needs met. So I'm going to call them needy and I'm going to judge them for being needy. Or that just came off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of another one. Oh, that person's like really in love with themselves, really vain. Like, perhaps I'm saying I'm really vain, or I'm worried that I'm vain, or I'm worried people will perceive me as being vain. Or maybe I'm saying, fuck, I wish I could be vain. Like, I don't have enough self-worth or self-esteem to be vain, and I actually really want to be vain. So I think our judgments often say more about ourselves than they say about other people. And I am really having to learn that sometimes people will lay their judgments at my door and I look at them and I really need to be like, yeah, I don't want this, and just hand it back. This is not for me. Thanks a lot. Have it back. I'm not very good at that. But I think I need to get better at that, because a lot of time it's you just telling me something about you. You're not telling me something about me. I get accused of oftentimes like, oh, you're using this person, or you're trying to manipulate people or something. I'm just like, where the fuck is this coming from? But then I'm like, this is coming from you. It's just not coming from me. This is no basis in reality. So yeah, judgments often reflect more about the person who is making the judgment than the person that they are judging. And then I put down unmet needs. I scribbled some notes just literally before I pressed record. Unmet needs. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Yeah, I think I sort of alluded to that already. Like, there are so many things that we don't, like, that we wish for ourselves. And if someone else has it, like, it's really easy to judge them. God, I wish people would like me more. So then I'm going to judge them for being the popular kid, you know? And then I see fat people do this all the time. And I heard someone make a comment the other day about the difference between Republicans and Democrats, and the difference between the right and the left. And that the right will often be like, do we have anything? Do any of our beliefs match up? Like, you hate gays? Oh, I hate gays. Cool. Like, we can be friends. It just takes one thing. And, you know, and Republicans or conservatives are very, very good at judging other people, but not so much judging other people who don't believe the same things as them, I should say, but not so good at judging people on their side. Like, it's amazing how many Republicans, how many like right wing conservative Christians will stand on a stage next to convicted pedophiles, next to people who have been disgraced over and over again, who have done despicable things, and they will not judge them. They'll be like, they'll make excuses for them, but they will only judge other people, you know, on the other side. But have you noticed how Democrats, how left-wing, I mean, Democrats are just a party, right? Like, but how left-wing, especially very left-wing, like kind of left-wing kind of liberals, or whatever word you want to say. Some people say liberals are not good enough, but people on the left tend to be the opposite. We tend to judge each other and hold each other to such a high standard. We're constantly judging one another. Oh, you didn't do that right. We didn't do that right. And I said this last week, right, when I was talking about me eating lamb, which I do feel really bad. Like, I'm sorry if I've offended some of you. But it's true. I feel like I have to tick every box in order to be considered good enough. And that's exhausting. And also, like, we can agree on some things and disagree on other things and still, like, be in community with each other. I'm not going to be in community with people on the other side. And in some cases, there are sides. In some cases, they're not. Like, if you don't believe that trans people have the right to exist, you and I are never going to be friends. Like, we can't, because you literally are trying to get rid of me. So, of course, we're not going to be on the same side. Of course, I'm not going to agree with you. And yeah, I'm going to judge you. And fuck you, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge the hell out of you. If you don't think that I deserve to exist, then you're the one with the problem. But, you know, like, there will be some people who have slightly different opinions about things, and I can still find common ground with them. And as long as they're not trying to tell me I don't have the right to exist, like, you know, it's different, isn't it? I think we often judge people because we want to be accepted. And this is kind of like playground tactics 101, right? If you kind of go along with the crowd, if people are being judgy and you go along with it, then you're accepted into the group that's being judgy. And I see this so much on social media, which is the school playground, but online. There are bullies. There are people who stir shit up. Like, it's the same bullshit, just in a different place. I used to see it a lot on Twitter. Thank God I'm not on Twitter. Oh my gosh. Ever since Libs of TikTok shared a video about me and they started trolling me, that was it. I was like, I'm leaving and I'm never going back. Best thing they ever did, Libs of TikTok. Hiya. I think that's how you say her name. She I hate and I judge severely. Anyway, so what was I trying to say there? Oh, on Twitter, there was an incident not some time ago now that involved a member of the Health at Every Size community. And we all know the incident I'm referring to. This person caused a lot of harm and did some really bad things, in which they abused their position of power and authority and privilege in order to harm certain individuals who hold multiple marginalized identities. And that's not okay. That's not okay. And I can absolutely say that I think that's wrong and that needs to be called out. And that it needs to be, you know, that somebody has been harmed and that needs to be exposed. And I can agree with all of that. And during that period of time, I absolutely had a responsibility, I think, to stand in support of the people that had been harmed and to amplify their voice so that other people who are more, you know, using my privilege to amplify their voice is what I'm trying to say. But what I found myself doing, and I regret, is jumping on the judgment train. And I think that's where I personally crossed the line. It's one thing to say, I don't think you should have done that. And it's another thing to say, and I therefore am going to make these judgments and assumptions about you as an individual, as a person. I don't know you and therefore cannot judge you. Who am I to judge? I don't know the whole story. I can disagree with what you did without judging you as a human being. I can disagree with what you've, I can call you out for the harm that you've caused without being, you know, judge, jury and executioner. And yeah, I feel bad about that. But I think at the time, there was a part of me, if I'm honest, that was trying to kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say get in with the cool kids because that sounds silly. But yeah, if we're using the playground analogy, it's getting in with the cool kids. Like, better to kind of like, it's a good way of being accepted. Oh, I'm being real. I'm being very real and honest with you folks today. Jeez, that's all right. It's okay to be honest, isn't it? And sometimes we judge people to feel better about ourselves. I think we do this with fat people all the time. We do it with fatness. And I think all of us do it, even if you're fat. Like, I'm not as fat as so-and-so, or, you know, at least I'm not. Oh, and you know what it is. At least I'm not 600 pounds, because that's the number. That's the magical number because of one stupid TV show. Well, at least I'm not 600 pounds, or at least I can get out of my bed, or at least I can get out of my chair, or at least I don't need a mobility aid, or at least my A1C is normal. Or at least I have low blood pressure. Like, you know, judge, because then I feel better about myself. Yeah, that kind of sucks. So whilst I think that judgment is normal, and I think that in a way it's helpful to keep you safe and to meet your basic needs, I also think that we often judge people for the wrong reasons, either because we're, you know, worried about, you know, either because it says something about ourselves, or because we have unmet needs, or because we're trying to be accepted, or because we're trying to feel better about ourselves, or maybe there's another reason and I haven't thought of it because I only had a few minutes to write notes, and so there might be a whole bunch of other reasons, and, you know, maybe there'll be a part two. And then, you know, when you write notes and you're like, what the fuck was I talking about? Hierarchy. Yeah, I think I know what I was trying to say here. Something about the social order, the social hierarchy. In a lecture that I often give about weight stigma, I talk about, there's an article about conceptualizing stigma. Where does stigma come from? And I break down what this article says, which is basically to begin with, differences are labelled. So, you know, we are different, but we don't always notice that about ourselves until someone labels the difference. Fat, thin, cis, trans, gay, straight. I don't like any of the terms. Autistic, not autistic. How's that? I don't like the word neurotypical. It's just not, it's not, I don't like it. I'm not sure I like able-bodied either. I don't know how I feel about that one. So disabled, not disabled. Black, white is the obvious one. I missed that out. And so, like, the differences are labelled. They're there now. And then we begin to, certain people begin to make judgments and assumptions about those groups. Like, if you're fat, it means this. If you're thin, it means this. If you're fat, you're unhealthy. If you're thin, you're healthy. If you're fat, you're lazy. If you're thin, you're hardworking. If you're fat, you're greedy and gluttonous. And if you're thin, you know, very, there's temperance. It's all kind of moderation and you have self-control. So these kind of labels get put into place and then the assumptions and beliefs that go alongside them. And then, of course, it becomes an us and them mentality. Like, you got to pick a side. And of course, you want to be on the winning side, don't you? You don't want to be called lazy and greedy and gluttonous and all of those things. So of course, you want to be on the thin side. And so there's this, like, scramble to be on the quote-unquote good side. So that's step three. And then step four, there is, like, a gradual kind of separation, almost a segregation of these groups of people, because over time we're talking about, like, different neighborhoods, different jobs and professions, different shops, different experiences. Some, like, if you're fat, you're less likely to be able to travel as much, and so you become more insular and become more excluded, and you have less money. And so there is a separation or a segregation, and then there is an overall kind of inequity that forms a socio-economic, political, influential inequity. And it's everywhere, whether it's a social media algorithm or whether it's getting a job or whether it's access to healthcare, whatever it is, like, there's just a general, like, separation of the two groups. And then here's the thing that I hate the most, is that then we get taxed for this separation and segregation. Like, we get punished twice. A, because if we're in one of those groups, we're automatically on the quote-unquote bad side or losing side, and as a result we have less money, less power, less political influence, etc., etc. But then on top of that, when bad things happen as a result, for example, poorer health outcomes, we get punished a second time round, because then our insurance premiums go up. And are, like, you know, and it's even harder to get a job. And it's even harder to find clothes that fit us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like we're being taxed twice for something we didn't really do. That's not right, is it? It's really not okay. And so judgment plays a huge role in that, because, as I said, in this lecture, when I'm talking about it, like, we label the differences and then we judge, and then everything else happens afterwards. So judgment is a problem. But then also, if we want to fix this problem and we want to start removing these judgments, we need to A, stop judging ourselves, B, stop judging other people, and C, challenge the societal judgments that people make. And I'm quite good at challenging the societal ones. Really not so good at not judging myself. Self-judgment is a big issue for me. And I need to get much better at not judging other people. And I realize that. And even as I'm saying these things out loud and I'm recording them on a podcast, I'm thinking to myself, Asha, this is something you need to work on. Because who am I to judge? I'm not special. I'm not better than anyone else. And I have to make my peace with that, because sometimes it's easier for me to judge than to take the time and make the effort to be more accepting and more understanding, to practice curiosity and empathy, when really I just want to be like, no, you're bad, and then be done with it. It's easier to do that sometimes, right? Like I said, there are some people that are just bad in my books. Anyone who tells me I don't have the right to exist, or anyone else doesn't have that, anybody who tells anyone they don't have the right to exist, or that they don't belong somewhere, like you can't come here. Well, maybe not so much that one, because sometimes you do need to have safe spaces for people, but so that I don't agree with. But anyone who is against certain people surviving and or thriving in society, like I am, it's not about judging you. It's just I have zero time for you. Like, well, we're done. There is nothing you can say or do that is going to make me come round to your way of thinking. But there are other people that I will admit to having judged. There are certain people on social media who I have judged based purely on their social media content. One of them, someone from work or someone I'm doing a project with had said, oh, I'm going to interview such and such a person. And I went, oh. And she looked at me and she was like, oh, have I stepped in something there? And I went, no, actually, you haven't. Because actually, I don't know this person. I only know their social media content. I don't know anything about them. So I had to, I mean, like, you know, it was obvious there was judgment there, but I had to question it and be like, no, actually, I don't know. They could be really nice. Find out for your, like, figure it out for yourself. So yeah, that, I think that's the only time I've done that recently. It's very hard not to judge. It's very hard not to judge yourself. Especially if you've been judged or are constantly being judged by others. So it's okay if this one's difficult for you. It's difficult for me. It's all right if you are feeling uncomfortable right now. I am definitely feeling uncomfortable right now. I can't wait to put a stop. I keep looking at the time being like, has it been long enough? I think it's been long enough. It's time to end now. Hierarchy was the last thing I wrote down. Although I put it in capitals and I'm not sure I've said what I meant to say. And I really don't want to go to bed tonight and be like, oh, that's what I meant to say. Because it's not like I'm going to go back and re-record. All right, well, that's that then. We've done judgment. I don't know what we'll do next week. Possibly, I mean, hopefully something a little bit more lighthearted, like chilled, nice, easy to digest. I don't know. But thanks very much for listening to my rant. For those of you who've made it all the way to the end, congratulations. I always admire people that listen to the end of a podcast because I'm not so good at doing that. I will be back next week as per usual. We're going to be on episode 16 and I'm not showing any signs of slowing down. Like maybe I'll be one of those awesome people that's like on episode 112 one day. I keep saying like, oh, it's okay. You can stop whenever you want to, but I'm quite enjoying this. Especially since it takes me all of 5 seconds or 5 minutes to edit it, as you can probably tell. So I will see you all next week and have a good one in the meantime.